Good morning. This is Agashvani Kohima. The morning news read by Jonas Yantan. The chief electoral officer in Nagaland has served a show cause notice to Y. Button, the star campaigner of BJP for the 2024 Lok Sabha election in the Nagaland parliamentary constituency. The notice is related to the remarks made by Button on April 5 at a campaign program for Dr. Chimben Muri, the consensus candidate of the People's Democratic Alliance representing the Nationalist Democratic Progressive Party in Woka. Button was seen in a video inciting village functionaries such as council chairman, kanburas and polling agents to cast multiple votes which would interfere with the free exercise of electoral rights of villagers. The CEO Nagaland, in a show cause notice served to BJP leader, stated that such interference violates Section 171C of the Indian Penal Code 1860, and impersonation is an offence under Section 171D of the Indian Penal Code. Button had been asked to show cause at the earliest why action should not be taken against him. Mention may be made that on April 7, Button had clarified that he respects the democratic process and the right of every citizen to cast their own vote, which is a fundamental cornerstone of democracy. The BJP leader added that he would never seek to undermine or subvert it in any way. Button expressed regret for his poorly chosen words and called upon everyone to take part in the electoral process during the forthcoming parliamentary elections. In the light of these developments, the Nagaland Pradesh Congress Committee has also filed a complaint with the Election Commission against Button over his statement. In a bid to ensure that senior citizens above the age of 85 years and persons with disabilities exercise their voting rights conveniently, the postal ballots for absentee voters commenced yesterday in Dimapur. A total of 179 absentee voters in Dimapur are being catered with the services, wherein 9 teams from Dimapur 1, 2 and 3 went door-to-door reaching out to the absentee voters, senior citizens and persons with disabilities. The outreach efforts for postal ballot casting will end today. Deputy Commissioner Kohima Kumar Ramnikant has requested all AHODs and HODs to submit all the requisitioned vehicles at the IG Stadium by then April 2024, along with the drivers, to facilitate the smooth conduct of the election process. The DC said the government departments under Kohima District have been served with a requisition order for government vehicles for the elections. However, many departments have applied for exemption of vehicles from the election duty. In this regard, the DC also informed that the exemption cases have not been considered on account of the huge demand from other districts for vehicles. However, vehicles attached to the AHOD, NHOD and off-road conditions are in consideration. Naga People's Front NPF President Apung Bongana has appealed all rank and file of the party workers and the well-wishers in the state of Nagaland to unequivocally support BTS consensus candidate Dr. Chimben Muri in the ensuing 18th Lok Sabha election. He urged all the rank and file of NPF party workers to strengthen the resolution of the NPF Central Working Committee of NPF Party, as passed in its meeting on 11th March 2024 to support BTS consensus candidate Dr. Chimben Muri. The NPF president further added, extending support to BTS consensus candidate is for the common good and betterment of the Naga society in the long run. The National Testing Agency NTA has clarified that students who cast a vote in the general elections and have their fingers inked will not be barred from entering exam rooms. It said a message circulating regarding this in social media platforms are completely baseless. NTA said it has not issued any such instructions or guidelines. The agency has asked students not to pay attention to such rumors and exercise their voting right. It has advised the candidates to focus on their studies and prepare for the forthcoming examination. The government has extended the deadline for submission of research and development proposals under National Green Hydrogen Mission till the 27th of April. Earlier, the last date for submission was 12 April. The National Green Hydrogen Mission was launched in January last year with an outlay of 19,744 crore rupees up to the financial year 2029-30. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.